Oh, this piece is astounding. It was done by the master of the beautiful breasts. And she is a lovely, exaggerated woman sitting on a bench with a very long torso and appropriately named beautiful conical breasts. And there is something about the love for the female form and femininity that this sculptor shows in this piece that I find just overwhelming.
That was Sigrid O'Rourke, an African art collector admiring a small figure in the new exhibit Masters of Sculpture from Côte d'Ivoire at Paris's Kay Bronley Museum. This expansive exhibit is quite different from the usual exhibits of African masks and sculpture you see, which are almost always viewed through the ethnologist's lens. The carvers, rarely identified, are simply seen as artisans in the service of ritual, and not as artists with a vision, with a style, with something to say. In Masters of Sculpture from Côte d'Ivoire, the focus is on the creator, on the artist. Eberhard Fischer is Director Emeritus of the Reichberg Museum in Zurich, and along with Lawrence Homberger, is one of the curators of the exhibit. Dr. Fischer is the son of a distinguished anthropologist and first went to Côte d'Ivoire as a very young man in 1960 to film carvers at work.
I was very fascinated by these carvers as personalities. They carved precise, they were carved systematically. At the same time, they were extremely good narrators. They were the best informed about mythology in their village. They had the most interesting lives. One was a very great hunter, another one was a juggler, a third one was somebody who was a womanizer, you can say whatever. So they were really impressive personalities. And that formed my interest in African art in the way that I was thinking masterpieces need masters behind them who produce them. And we always only make masterpiece exhibitions, but who are the personalities behind them? And how can I teach the public to look not only to the genre, to the type of a mask, but to see what is the quality of it which an individual has put in it? What kind of visual memory must that man have had that he could produce such a piece? He learned it partly by his teacher, by his father, by his uncle, whomsoever. He has looked around, seen other men's works. At the same time, he had his own idea of beauty and had experienced beautiful women and then put in their features to some extent in his own work.
Dr. Fischer has spent much of his career sitting with carvers, watching them work, an exercise which requires, above all, patience.
And you can't go and just say, what's your beauty? You have to sit with them. And by far the best thing to sit with them is to observe them carving for more than a week, so to speak, to sit really from morning to evening and let them just work and don't ask too much, but it comes then, this or this. Sometimes, let's say, I saw a carver from the Dar who had his small daughter sitting next to him, and then I realized he was always looking at her ears or at her nose when he made a small head on top of a spoon. So that is how we started to get involved in that exhibition.
The exhibition is organized around six artistic regions in Côte d'Ivoire, corresponding to ethnic groups. The Gouro and Baolé in the center, the Dan in the west, the Senufo in the north, the Lobi in the northeast, and the Lagoon people in the southeast. The art collector Sigrid O'Rourke, you heard from earlier, was looking at a statuette from the southeast of the country, where there are numerous small ethnic groups that are known collectively as the Lagoon people because of the waterways they live next to. Interestingly, the Lagoon peoples have no mask tradition. Their sculptors produce figures, usually quite small. However, the Gouro, who live in the center of Côte d'Ivoire, are well known for their masked dancers and the individual creativity of their mask makers. The masks are not only aesthetically pleasing, they can be quite fanciful as well. Dr. Fischer had the good fortune to know one of the most illustrious of the Gouro sculptors, Sabu Biboti. We were sitting in front of a mask Dr. Fisher had watched Sabubi Boutique carve.
He was the most respected carver of the southeastern guru. He works for the as a large local clientele of mask performers who are the stars in the guru society. The most famous men are these mask dancers, not the carver. And annually they have a new mask which they wear and which should have something extraordinarily breathtaking that people think, oh, I've never seen a thing like this. So he makes a face of a standardized form, but on top some novelty, which is something extraordinary. And to the right, the red one with the jugglers on top, he carved in my presence. From the wooden block to the final mask, we were sitting with him for about 10 days in a secret place where women and children are not permitted to come because carving is not done in public. And we had come from the Dain, where jugglers are very famous, and they are performing at ceremonies, but also at national days, etc. And when he started to carve, the block was very large, and he never told us what the sujet would be. And we were very astonished how superbly he can carve all out of one block without making a drawing, without having any sketch at hand, just carving with rather rough tools. It's an axe and an aids, which is like a hoe, an axe which he used, and a chisel and a mallet, and later on a small knife, European knife in fact. But he carved superbly, and at the end he painted very carefully and very detailed that piece.
Not all of Dr. Fisher's experiences with Sabubi Boutique were purely artistic. He remains moved to this day about something he witnessed in 1975.
One day, we have photographed the instance too, suddenly a hurricane, a whirlwind, came, approached the village.
Is it more than a dust storm?
A dust, but a very strong dust storm approached, and we could see him coming. And this carver just stood up with his hand lifted, and the tornado moved away to the other side of the village. So it was very impressive, just the power that man had just to stand in our presence, stand like there and do like this. And it really moved. So that has nothing to do with artistic quality, but it shows the willpower such an artist has.
Artist as shaman.
Usually the African carver needs the possibility to dream. Masks are forest spirits who want to play a role in the village. So they come in the dream to people and ask them to get a mask of their features done, and then they go to the carver. It's not necessarily that the carver himself is the dreamer. Can happen too. There's a very nice saying in the Dain context where a carver once said to my father, the first mask came to a man in the dream and said, carve me, wear me, that will frighten the enemies. Yeah? So this is in a nutshell what masks are. Masks are in many areas spiritual beings, helpful spiritual beings who need a manifestation in the village and get themselves dreamt by the performer.
And this beautiful exhibit will set you dreaming too. You can see Masters of Sculpture from Côte d'Ivoire at the Quai Branly Museum in Paris through the end of July. For Culture in France, I'm Susan Owensby in Paris.